Hospitals in Srinagar, the summer capital of Indian-controlled Kashmir, echo with pro-freedom slogans as injured young people arrived at emergency wards. Three youngsters, including a teenage girl, were killed on Saturday after Indian troops fired at people who were demonstrating against army's search operations in Kashmir.
It doesn't matter what season, what month or what government is ruling Kashmir, the policy of killing and instilling fear remains the same.
Pro-independence groups earlier called for a strike after authorities transferred pro-freedom female activist Asiya Andrabi to New Delhi for investigations. Political analysts say India needs to change its policies vis-a-vis Kashmir.
It needs to change. It is not only policy, it needs to change its mindset. Its mindset is that might is right, that we are holding Kashmir by power and will keep it under power. But the world history is also witness to the fact that no power can hold on to any territory, on to any other country for a long time. This military might will dissolve one day. It will collapse one day, and Kashmiris will be freed from this.
A fresh wave of anti-India sentiment erupted in the Himalayan region in 2016 following the killing of top pro-independence commander Burhan Wani. Since then, people openly defy India's rule. Despite India's launch of anti-militancy operations, more and more young, educated people join pro-independence fighters. People's support for freedom movement is also increasing. Kashmir is a dispute between India and Pakistan since the partition of subcontinent in 1997, and both countries lay claims on it. The worsening situation in Indian-controlled Kashmir is blamed mostly on the standoff between India and Pakistan. However, some analysts believe the responsibility more or less falls on India, and New Delhi must urgently address the issue in order to stop more civilian casualties. Shana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.